بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. The next topic that we are going to talk about is concerning the sense of barzakhi life, or the life in the not in the hereafter, but the life that we have in the intermediary world. We want to see if there is any evidence from Quranic perspective to prove that there is such a life, because even among the Islamic schools we have some, let's say, debates to some say that we don't have such a life there.
In fact, we have many verses, ayat and ahadith that prove the existence of this kind of life. There are a lot of ayat, I will mention some of them. For example, speaking about the martyrs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 154, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لَمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَنْبَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Do not call those who are killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dead. They are not dead. They are alive. But the point is that you don't understand. This is very important. You see the body laying there and you think that the person is over. But this is something that you don't understand. They are not dead. They are living. So you see, this verse is proving life, at least for martyrs, for those who are killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, there is another verse in Surah Ali Imran, verse 169 to 171, again speaking about the martyrs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not regard them as dead, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are alive and they have their sustenance. You know, يرزقون, sustenance. فَرِحِين, they are happy. بِمَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَزْلِهِ. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْهَقُوا بِهِمْ. And also they are giving tidings to whom that still are not joined to them.
So in both cases, these are the martyrs or shuhada that have such, opportunity. Yeah. How about the ordinary people?
So you see, in these verses, at least life for martyrs has been proven. Or for example, about bad people, the verse that we recited already, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. When the death comes to them, you see, they have life, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they say, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. They speak. They say, oh Allah, let me go back. Mm-hmm. So if they are not alive...
We have also the same, claim from the infidels in the Qiyamah also, in the hereafter, if I'm not mistaken. So one may say that this is what is saying, what is said in the Qiyamah, not in the Barzakh.
No, the verse is hatta idha jaa ahaduhum al-maut,
right after
right after death. Already after death. You know, all schools agree that on the day of judgment there is a life. Then the people are alive there. But as you said, the question is that whether is there such a thing as intermediary life or not. And most of the Muslim schools accept it, unless some sects that now they are, even though they are minority, but they are somehow powerful, and through their money they are broadcasting their ideas. But regardless of these few people, most of the Muslims believe that there is such a life as a life in the Barzakh. So you see, this verse is speaking about bad people. Those people who are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them another chance to go back. So Allah says they speak. Or for example, in Surah Ghafir, verse 45 and 46, speaking about the people, the lot of than the people of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحَاغَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. They are in a very severe punishment, Fir'aun and their his followers. النَّارُ يُعْرَزُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَعَشِيًّا. Every morning and every evening they are being exposed to the fire. If they are not such people, if they are not alive, so how can they be exposed to fire? Quran says they are being exposed to fire every day, every morning and every evening. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ. This is about the judgment. And the day of judgment. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أُدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Then on the day of judgment, the punishment will be more severe.
So first talks about the punishment at the intermediary life, then talks about the punishment in the Qiyamah or resurrection.
So you see, even not just for martyrs, for all, even for bad people, there is a life. And as I told you, that verse we have recited in different sessions, it's a kind of key verse in this point, in this regard about life after death. It clarifies different things for us. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtaha. Tawaffi means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the souls with him. So it means that the souls are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are living there. They are living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, Allah yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtaha. Allah takes the souls to him. So taking the souls doesn't mean that they are dead. They are being vanished. No. They are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but different verses clarify. Of course, the verses.
So, what is, what Allah says when it is on the, for the Qiyamah or for the hereafter? Is there any other, let's say, kind of saying here? Like, for example, you say when Allah says, Allah Ta'afil takes the souls, it is that they are with Allah. So, what does Allah say when it is the term for the Qiyamah or for the hereafter? Is there any kind of, let's say, address that is special in the Quran or no?
These are some verses. Of course, the verses are much more than this, and also we have many ahadith that they insist on this point. For example, there's a famous hadith mentioned in both Shia and Sunni books that at the Battle of Badr, when the battle was over, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to those who were killed from the pagans, addressing some of them, said, "We saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He kept His word and gave us what He promised. In fact, did you find what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you of punishment, right or not?" While Rasulullah was talking to those pagans who were killed, those infidels, some of the Muslims asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you're talking to dead people. The Prophet answered that they are able to hear better than you. There is no problem with them, but the problem is that you are not able to see them and to hear their response. Mm-hmm. So this is what all Shia and Sunni have narrated.
Exactly.
Or for example, we have some ahadith in the, for example, Sahih al-Muslim, inshallah I will mention the address, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to Baqi and address the people who were laid there in Baqi Mu'mineen, and to say addressing them, tell assalamu alaykum, assalamun alaykum to you believers.
Exactly.
So if they are dead, if they are nothing, if they are not alive, Quran says, "Ma yandigu anil hawa, in huwa illa wahyun yuha." So any word, any speech of Rasulullah is a kind of a revelation coming to us.
www.oislam.com